Good morning, News Talk 790 KFYO 709 on Thursday. All week long, we've been giving you the willies. That would be Chia Willy. Laura is having round number 3 of 4 chemotherapy doses this morning.
Yay.
Later. And so she's lost her hair. Mine was shaved off. And so we're going to give you the opportunity to play along with us. We're going to give you a Chia Willy Robertson. You know the guy from Duck Dynasty. Uncontrollable hair that...
And beard.
And beard that's always peeking out from behind the bandana. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you'd like a Chia Willy, thanks to Walmart 861 here in Lubbock, South Loop 289 and Quaker Avenue. Give us a holler right now.
We have a free one for you.
I got a free one. 770-5790. How about caller number 3? Got that Chia Willy for you.
It's a great conversation starter.
Yeah. Just think of the light in your loved one's eyes when they open that up and go.
Especially if you're a Duck Dynasty fan.
Yeah, really.
If you're not, you have no idea what we're talking about, probably. But.
Oh, they've got all kinds of Duck Dynasty stuff over there.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of discourse about Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of discourse about Obamacare in the national news.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of information, a lot of misinformation, and a lot of information that the people involved with how it's going to be implemented still don't know.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with the lack of information that's been provided by, I guess, the administration. There's a hot topic on the Hill. Now, we've talked to some insurance people that say, hey, the train's coming, we're on the tracks. And the insurance exchanges are supposed to start on October the 1st. And people are supposed to be buying coverage. And right now, as we know it, the threshold, the poverty level threshold is going to be 11,000 to 44,000. So if you're under $11,000 and you're single, hopefully you're not, but basically you're going to fall into a free one. That's Medicaid, Medicare. Medicaid, I think. $11,000 to $44,000 for a single adult, you're looking at being able to receive a government subsidy. Okay? A government subsidy if you're single, and it's $11,000 to $44,000. I think it's close to $96,000, you know, if you're a family person. Okay? Now, if you're over that, pretty much you're on your own. And your goose is going to be cooked, although you're still going to be required to have it.
Right. And, you know, our guest that we had in last week said that, you know, we really need to be buying into the plan to bring everybody's health care costs down.
Well, yeah.
Instead of just being critical of it. So, yeah, well, that came from an insurance person.
And what he was saying is it's going to happen. And he really doesn't see any possibility in his mind that it can actually be defunded because the law that is passed actually charges employers. It's the employer and the employees that actually pay for it. The people that got on board with this thing up front didn't know. And you know what? Nancy Pelosi was right when she said, well, we'll have to pass it before we find out what's in it because there's so much crap that's in it, you don't know. And we still don't know. I mean, there's so much stuff in there. I don't even think the administration knows.
There's good in it, you know. It's just there are good things about it, like no annual limits on health care. People can't be turned away for pre-existing conditions. I mean, that's huge.
What I disagree.
Improvement to women's health services.
What I disagree
better care
with
for seniors. I mean, there's a lot of good about it. There's just so much misinformation.
What I disagree with about it on basic principle is it's not the free market. You have to do it or you have to pay a tax. You have to pay a fee in or a penalty in order to opt out of it.
I mean, isn't it true that we're paying for people anyway? We're paying their health care costs if they don't have health insurance. We're paying for it anyway.
Well, yeah.
So this could be a way that we don't pay for it.
I mean, I get it. I get that part of the argument, but I don't understand why it has to be a mandated deal to where you have to do it or else.
Well, didn't we do that with auto insurance too? Liability?
Well, right. It is one of those things, but the thing is
everybody.
Right. But driving an automobile that basically can be used as a weapon, that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing.
Well, not being able to take your children to the doctor because you can't afford health insurance, that's kind of scary.
Well, I understand that. But just the fact that it's like, you got to do this. If you don't play this way, you have to pay a penalty. And
same way with car seats and seat belts. They mandated that. We had to all go buy car seats. Have seat belts in our cars to protect
anyway,
everybody.
Stepping into the house, we've got Jordan Wilson. Jordan,
good morning.
Welcome morning. To the program. Tonight,
you always dress up for us. You look so nice.
Why, thank you.
Tonight, we've got Obamacare, What's in It for Me. Tell us when the event is and what's going on there.
Thank you, Tom. First off, I want to say thank you for letting me be on the show. It's really a big honor, and I'm like super excited. This is the first time I've ever been on a radio show. But the Obamacare.
Get over it quick, man.
Yeah.
the Obamacare, What's in It for Me, is going to be at the Knippling Center today from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Please come in early so you can get a seat. And really, what this event's really about is knowing exactly how Obamacare is going to affect you, and not only just your wallets, but also like how the hospital's procedure is going to change for you and what kind of care you can expect. This is also for healthcare, providers to also let you know that a lot of things are going to change in the hospital and what you need to do to be prepared for it.
Right. Okay.
Who are some of your speakers? Is it like a panel or will it be a,
yes, ma'am,
a debate kind of a thing?
It'll be a panel of speakers. We have State Rep Charles Perry, Lubbock County Democrat Chairman Kenny Kettner, Patty Fryer. She is she has a master's in nursing, and she was the legislative director for Covenant, and also Dr. Clark. He's going to be there also.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, there's free parking there. It's on the corner of 21st and Louisville. It's sponsored by Covenant Student Nurses Association. Now, this, the Knippling Center, for people who don't know, it's on top of the garage, actually on top of the parking garage there at 21st and in Louisville. So, anyway, what's in for me if you want to know about Obamacare? It's 7 to 9 p.m. tonight. Jordan Wilson, thanks for being with us this morning. It's 7:17.